Hey, Elissa Walker Campbell, want to welcome you back inside the Quicken Loans studios at SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show. Of course, all of our guests tonight are joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. And up next, you know what? It is time for a vicarious thrill because we're going to take a trip through sports history through the eyes of those covering the biggest events of all time. And our next guest has truly done it all as a sports journalist, Eric Mirallis. He is a veteran of 25 years in the sports world. He has worked for Fox Sports, CBS, the NBA, and even the New York Islanders. He has just produced his new book, Author. It is titled, I Was There, 65 of the Biggest Names in Sports Broadcasting and Journalism. They share their personal experiences of the top five sporting events and moments that they saw in person. Well, first and foremost, congratulations. I mean, what a fun book and a great read. Here you've got some of the biggest names in sports. They share their most exciting sporting event to cover. What about for you, though? Because you have an impressive resume. You've covered it all. I mean, is there one particular event that stands out the most?
There's always going to be one. And you went through some of the places that I've worked, and the first place that I worked in the business was at the New York Islanders. I worked in the PR department there. I grew up on Long Island, went to games while they were winning Stanley Cups, so for that to be my first job out of college was a thrill, and I was there in 1993 when the Islanders made a run in the playoffs, and in the second round defeated the Pittsburgh Penguins in Game 7 in Pittsburgh in overtime to advance to the conference finals, and those were the Pittsburgh Penguin teams with Mario Lemieux and Jaromir Jagr and all of those Hall of Famers, and the Islanders weren't supposed to win a single game in the series, let alone win the series itself. So for it to happen that way and to be in Pittsburgh, again, the game went to overtime. Nobody expected anything like that to happen. And then we got on the plane as soon as the game was over and went right to Montreal for the conference finals. That whole night was just maybe the biggest thrill of my career.
Oh, my gosh. And how memorable is that, Eric? So, and you know, also, I would assume being an East Coast guy, I mean, you're in the part of the country where there's some of the all-time best sporting events. What else have you had an opportunity to attend that you'd love to share?
Well, I was lucky enough to go to tons of games at Madison Square Garden throughout my career. I did stats for Madison Square Garden Network.
Oh my gosh.
For basketball, for the Knicks during their glory years back in the early 90s when Pat Riley was there. So during their runs in the playoffs and to the finals, I got to see Michael Jordan play there quite a bit. So I was there the night John Starks dunked over Michael Jordan, the famous poster.
You bet. Okay.
And then I was also there the night when Jordan came back and scored 55 points, the double nickel. And I was actually courtside for both of those, and those are two of the most amazing thrills that I've ever seen. Just to be able to capture that kind of electricity in a building, and that's kind of what I was trying to capture with everybody else when talking to them about the stuff in the book is. It's not just about what happens on the court or on the field of play, but the electricity in the building and the backstory as to what that event was about and what that event meant. And both of those nights, obviously, at the Garden were pretty special.
Well, Eric, of course, the title of his new book is I Was There, and this book truly does have some of the biggest names in sports broadcasting. In fact, the foreword is provided by Marv Albert, and he is a definite Big E favorite. What did Mr. Marv have to share?
Well, Marv, again, I mentioned the Knick games. I had a chance to sit next to Marv for 6 years at Knick games, so we developed a friendship. I'm friends with the whole family. Kenny and I, Kenny Albert and I went to college together, and that's how that whole thing started. And Kenny was one of the biggest, he's always been one of the biggest supporters for this book and trying to get it up and running, so it couldn't have been done without him and the Albert family. And Marv, obviously, in New York, has really seen it all. You know, we all know the Willis Reed game and Marv's famous call for that, when the Rangers won the Stanley Cup in 1994, his call for that, but as much as he's known for in New York, there's all the NBA stuff, the national stuff that he's done over the years. Obviously, he was on the call for a lot of the Michael Jordan games when he was winning all of those championships. One of my favorite stories that Marv tells, though, is he was in Los Angeles the night Kirk Gibson hit the home run against Dennis Eckersley in Game 1 of the World Series in 88. And Marv was in the A's dugout covering their dugout while Bob Costas was in the Dodgers dugout covering their dugout for the game, and they both share the same story but from completely opposite perspectives in the book, and it's really neat to go and compare these two guys and hearing one talk from one side of the field and the sorrow that all of a sudden came out of nowhere when Gibson hit the home run, you know, the sorrow in the A's dugout, right. And then all the excitement and the lead up to Gibson's home run from the Dodgers dugout.
Let's talk about some of the females and women in sports broadcasting. What did Leslie Visser have to share? I've always looked up to her.
You know, Leslie's body of work is just so incredible. And, you know, she will say to anybody, the reason that she got into this business was for events like Villanova-Georgetown back in 85. Mm-hmm. She talks about that in the book, and that specifically, that to her, that is the moment. But, you know, a lot of college basketball in her list. NC State versus Houston. I mentioned Villanova-Georgetown, Kentucky-Duke, and then a couple of Super Bowls, Rams-Titans and Patriots-Rams. You know, she's had had a chance to see so much over her career, so many of these seminal events, that it was hard for her to pick five. I remember talking to her about it and narrowing it down to five for quite a few people, obviously, but her in particular. She had so much to choose from, all these national championship games and Super Bowls that she had a chance to cover, that it was just incredible to hear her try to figure out which five she wanted to talk about.
Okay, so you had 65 participants that contributed to this book. In fact, Freddie Coleman is on our show tonight. What did our man, Freddie, see to share? Love him.
He's such a good guy.
It was
wonderful. And that, you know, that's one of the side points to being able to do a project like this, is to have a chance to sit and talk to all of these wonderful people away from cameras. My microphone was running, but, you know, there was no pressure on anyone to talk and feel that they had to keep it inside a certain amount of time. It was very informal. So having the opportunity to get to know a Freddie Coleman or a Leslie Visser or anyone like that, to me, that was one of the biggest thrills of doing this entire project. Going back to Freddie, he was a New Yorker, you know, growing up. He talks about going to Yankee Stadium to see Grambling versus Morgan State in one of the big pageantry college football games of the time. He was at the Reds-Mets Game 5 in the 1973 NLCS. He talks about that. He talks about the 1983 Big East Conference Championship game, the 1984 Summer Olympics, being at the opening ceremonies for that, and the last one on his list is the 92 Army-Navy game, which is the first time he had a chance to experience that game.
Wow. Eric Mirilles has been with us at SB Nation Radio, the Big East Sports Show. The holidays are here. Go out and get a copy of his new book. It is titled I Was There. Thank you so much, Eric. We sincerely appreciate you coming on the show. Congratulations. You're a fantastic guest, and we'll have you back, okay?
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you for having me. This is wonderful.
Hey, that was Eric Mirilles, author of his new book, titled I Was There. Special thank you to all of our amazing guests tonight at SB Nation Radio, the Big East Sports Show. Remember, don't drink and drive. We'll see you next weekend for the biggest, the best, the Big East Sports Show.